Ah, yes, the magic $10,000 per month mark. As soon as you hit that as a high ticket affiliate, it is a glorious sensation and you understand finally what freedom can feel like. However, I'm going to suggest something to a lot of you that is going to help reduce the time it takes to get that golden figure. Catch you guys right after this. All right, welcome back, guys, and thank you for joining me. Today's episode is all about the magic $10,000 per month mark. So if you're an affiliate marketer and you're just getting started, or maybe you've knocked over a few sales, but in order for you to reach that level of consistency that you know you need in order to strike that magic figure, $10,000 per month, $120,000 per year, this is going to help you out. See, here's something for you all to consider. If you are a coach, high ticket affiliate marketer, low ticket affiliate marketer, whatever you want, the question to pose to yourself is, what are you earning right now? And so if we look at average statistics, and off the top of my head, I actually don't know what they would be, to be fair, but let's assume for argument's sake that the average salary is around about 50 to 70K, something like that. I'm based in Australia. I think the stats are like 77K. Don't quote me on that. I might be way off the mark. Point being, if that's your average, so if we say 72, just for argument's sake, it's $6,000 per month. Now, I know not everyone is in that camp, and that's why this is an average, of course. You know, a lot of people earn much higher than that. A lot of people earn much lower than that as well. But for someone in their, say, mid to late 30s, early 40s, they've been in the corporate world for a little while, let's assume that it's not super hard to get to the round about the 72K mark, so $6,000 per month. So here's the thing. Some people earn around about 60,000, so 5K per month. And when they jump online and they see these astronomical figures from us marketers that say you can scale your business to consistent $30,000 per month, to consistent 50K to $100,000 per month, a lot of the time it's so far removed from our current reality that a part of our subconscious can't even believe truly and fully that it can be real for us. And so we put this thing as this massive esoteric figure, which is almost insurmountable, but consciously we aim for that because we think that's great. I'd love to get to that point at some stage. But realistically, our subconscious cannot allow us to even feel that that is actually a possibility. Now, the same thing often applies for the magic $10,000 per month mark. And I've been witness to this through many, many students before who historically might have earned, let's say, $3,000 per month, $5,000 per month, whatever it is. And they jump into the online space based on a lot of the figures that have been waving around and assumed with as much data as they can possibly collect from the outside in, that it will be simple for them to get to that $10,000 per month mark. Now, of course it is. Affiliate marketing is an unbelievably simple business model. Been around for many, many years. It is unbelievably simple, but it is not, I repeat, it is not easy. From a mindset perspective, the rest of it is not super complex. But anyway, I say all this because think about it this way. If you've, and the maximum you've earned in any 1 month before is $5,000, and you jump into the online marketing space and you go, this is awesome. I freaking love it. I want to earn $10,000 per month. That is 100% more than what you currently earn. 100%. And for argument's sake, let's say that you work full time. So you're exchanging, let's say, 7.5 to 8 hours at a minimum per day, 5 days a week, to hit that $5,000 per month mark. And in your mind, you're now expecting to double that figure part time, not full time, part time, as you start your business. So some of you at this point are going, shit, now I feel like I'm batshit crazy. That's glaringly obvious. And of course, it's not your fault entirely. Like I say, us marketers, we're pretty damn good at like marketing stuff. So we need to obviously lower the, the impact and how hard something is to achieve for people from a perceptual basis. So something to be aware of. So the other thing, the other double-edged sword, what do they call it? It's a Greek word, Damocles sword, is basically if you are trying to create an income that is double what you currently are earning, think about subconsciously how much pressure that puts on yourself, because you're having to expand your financial thermostat. You're having to expand your consciousness to get to that point. When in reality, if you just focused on working hard, focusing on the inputs that dictate the outcomes, and focusing on seeing if you can make your first high ticket sale, seeing if you can then double that in a month, seeing if you can then quadruple that figure in 2 months, seeing if you can consistently match your current monthly income. And then when you can, you buy some freedom, you put some cash in the bank, you make sure you've got a buffer for a few months. So all your expenses are covered, meaning that you can mess it up for another few months, if worst case scenario, right? And then consider leaving your job. And then consider how you're going to go from 5K, which you're currently on by this stage, to 10K to double that. And then once you get to that point, I can assure you that the rungs on the ladder above the 10K per month mark are just a scorecard. And it is easier to reach because you've already gone through that process. And of course, business is going to present new challenges at every single level, of course. But because you've got the confidence to sustain the 5 to 10K per month mark at this stage, the next rung of the ladder is a lot easier in your mind to reach. And it's just a matter of time from applying yourself to that, optimizing what you're doing, become more proficient at the skill set that you need in order to hit those figures before you hit it. Anyway, little nuance to the way that you're viewing things. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you don't set yourself some audacious goals, but if you're going for 10K, why not go for 100K per month? You know, why not? If you're going to put pressure on yourself, why not expand that out a little bit? See what you can aim at. And then, for goodness sake, don't concentrate on the money. Concentrate on the inputs that will dictate the outcomes, that will dictate how the money arrives to you. Anyway, a little bit of a rant for you guys today. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Jamie Gardner, by the way, if I didn't say that to start with. And if this is the first time here, I'd like to say an incredibly warm welcome to you. What I talk about on this podcast is really me just documenting the last 12 years I've been online, having worked with, it's over 700. I think it's more like 1,000 students by this stage, having sold millions of dollars worth of products and helped a whole bunch of people out along the way. So if that's of interest, you'd like to keep up to date with what I'm up to, hit subscribe. Feel free to join me in my free Facebook group where I teach affiliate marketing and coaching strategies to monetize tiny audiences. That is over at www.ultimateaffiliategroup.com. Thanks for joining me. I will catch you guys in the next one. Cheers.